A celebrated Canadian artist with roots in Kingston is returning to the stage this weekend. Three-time Juno-nominated singer-songwriter Jill Barber joins the Kingston Symphony for Under Paris Skies, a concert of timeless French classics, Saturday, April 11th at 7:30 p.m. at the Kingston Grand Theatre. Known for her blend of folk, jazz, and chanson, Barber will perform iconic songs like La Vie en Rose and La Mer, transporting audiences into the heart of Paris. While she hails from Mississauga, Ontario, and is now based in Vancouver, Barber graduated from Queen's University in 2002 and began her early music career performing in local venues. I spoke with Jill Barber about the show and what it means to return to the city where it all began. Well, to start us off, you studied at Queen's University. How does it feel to be returning to Kingston to perform at this part in your career?
It feels incredible. I had such a great experience attending Queen's and living in Kingston, and it means so much to me to be returning in this context, to be presenting this show, to be collaborating with the Kingston Symphony, to play the Grand Theatre, where I saw so many shows as a student. I have so much affection and so many happy memories of my time in Kingston. So it really feels like a homecoming of sorts.
Mm-hmm. And was that kind of your initial reaction when you got this request from the symphony to come in?
Yes, it was absolutely top of my wish list to get to do this with the Kingston Symphony. I've created this show along with musical director Drew Jureka and a conductor, Lucas Walden, and we've put this package together, and we've been approaching symphonies across the country. And so we're doing a handful of different shows with different symphonies, but the Kingston one was definitely, to use a French term, like un coup de cœur, like it was a special one for me. It is a special one for me. So I was so pleased when they signed on.
Awesome. Well, we're excited to have you back. Getting into the show, tell us a bit about this program. What can audiences expect from Under Paris Skies?
Absolutely. So for the last, I'd say, decade or so, I've been really preoccupied, maybe a little bit obsessed with old French music. I just love the way it makes me feel, kind of romantic, and it transports me to another place, another time. It's very sensual. It's very beautiful. It's very dramatic, this French material, these old French songs. The most celebrated kind of grand chanson. And so I've recorded a couple of albums of my favorite songs. And this is the live version that we're presenting. But it's totally over the top with the addition of the symphony orchestras. So it's very musically rich, very evocative. And the whole hope and goal of these shows is that you can come in, sit in your seat, sit back and relax, and really be swept away to another time and place. You can close your eyes, and the idea is that it's a very cheap trip to Paris, and you get all of the benefits, all of the romance, and all of the kind of dreamy romanticism of Paris from the comfort of your seat, wherever you happen to be. So it's very, we're trying to transport people and inspire and really take people on a trip.
You kind of got into it there, but how does performing these songs with the full symphony kind of change the experience, both for you as a performer and for the audience?
It's unbelievable from my perspective. There's something so classic and so powerful about a symphony orchestra. And each musician that in the orchestra that has reached this level has truly, truly mastered their instrument and has truly dedicated so many hours and so much passion and dedication to their playing that when they all come together, it's just, it's magical. It's absolutely magical and powerful. And to be up there singing alongside a symphony orchestra for me is just, it's like the Mount Everest of performing experiences, truly. And hopefully from the audience point of view, they can just, you know, have the music wash over them and be really swept away by it too. So it's really special for me. I mean, it's also so funny for me because I think back to my time at Queen's, you know, that's really where I started performing in front of people. When I was in first year, second year university, I was playing the open mic nights and the coffee houses. And then I formed a band and I was playing at pubs around Kingston. So for me as a singer-songwriter, I feel like the whole experience of performing with a symphony orchestra has totally elevated my abilities to deliver a performance. And so I'm just kind of riding high on what the symphony orchestra is doing. And I'm also really, like, I've tapped into my inner diva for these shows. So I'm doing a lot of costume changes and I'm like really trying to inhabit the character and the songs as well. There's just something about the lushness of an orchestra that kind of makes me feel like I'm not quite myself. I'm like some movie version of myself or something. So it's like, it's as if it's a soundtrack that's kind of lifting up my performance.
I was wondering what drew you to French chanson in particular, both in the context of your career and as you were putting this show together. What about that specific genre really drew you in?
So I'm an Anglophone. I didn't grow up in a French household. I did go to French immersion when I was a child, but I quit after grade six. I actually begged my parents to let me out of French. I didn't like it at the time. I found it challenging. And I remember saying to my parents, I just want to read and write in English. That's my language. French doesn't speak to me. And it was only as an adult and as a touring musician where I started to play more in Quebec. And there was one fateful evening in Montreal. I was performing at the Montreal Jazz Festival. And I really wanted to address my audience in French, but was very insecure about my French skills. So a friend of mine translated one of my songs into French for me to perform live that night. And there was just something about getting my mouth around my own words, but a French version of them. It felt like I was tapping into just like a whole other side of myself as an artist, as a performer, or just even as a person. It's as if I have this like old French soul that had been kind of dormant, just that was really awakened that night. And so I was so inspired after that evening, especially given the audience's reaction. They were so appreciative of me singing in French. I was so inspired that I actually enrolled myself in a French school for adults in the south of France. And I went for a month. And then the next year, I went back for another month. And anyway, I just completely immersed myself in the French language and in the French culture and in all the old French music. And so I sort of just fell in love with the way it made me feel. It was like, even if I didn't understand every word, I could feel the emotion because I feel like the French, you know, a singer like Edith Piaf, like she sings so passionately and the words just roll off of her tongue in such a visceral, sensual way. I'm really attracted to that. And so I kind of feel like I'm an Anglophone, but I have this French alter ego and I really like to spend time with her because she's a lot of fun. And so that was the whole motivation for recording French songs on my own and for creating this show that could hopefully share some of that feeling of putting on rose-colored glasses, you know, with my audience. It's a really nice feeling to escape this time and this place and all of the challenges of the day-to-day and just allow yourself to feel a little more romantic about the whole world.
Yeah, absolutely. And do you have a favorite song or a song that's very special to you on this program?
I would say it's a tough call because I dearly love so many of these songs and there's lots of different flavors. There's one that I love to sing called Padam Padam because it's one of Edith Piaf's most famous songs and it's a song about a woman kind of going mad. And there's something very liberating about kind of inhabiting that mad woman character and kind of going a little crazy on stage and as you know, especially with the symphony behind me kind of creating the soundtrack for a kind of a crazed mind. That's very, very fun to perform. But there's another song called Les Feuilles Mortes, which is the French version of the great jazz standard Autumn Leaves, which is just a heartbreakingly beautiful song about lost love. I love performing that one. And then I also do, in the whole program, I do one original song, one song that I wrote. And it's just one quiet moment where the symphony takes a break. And it's a brand new song of mine called Box of Wishes that I'm really proud of. And it means a lot to me. So it's really nice to perform that original song in this program as well.
Awesome. And one more question about Kingston as you're returning here, probably for the first time in quite a while. Are there any specific locations that you're excited to revisit and see again?
Yes. Well, I have a reservation to go for brunch at Chez Piggy, which is a restaurant that I worked at myself. I worked mostly in the bakery at Pan Chancho. I was a dishwasher and when I was a student, and my shift started at, I think it started at 5 or 6 p.m., and went till about 11 p.m. or midnight. And so I have a lot of memories of late nights leaving the bakery and walking home to my student home, my student housing, where I had four other roommates. And I would bring home the bread to my roommates that wasn't sold that day. And myself and my other four roommates, we all lived on University Avenue. We would feast on the baguettes that didn't sell. And that's the flavor of that time in my life when I was in my early 20s and had my whole life ahead of me. I was definitely writing a lot of songs at that time as a kind of a newish singer-songwriter. So anyway, I always have to go back to Pan Chancho or Chez Piggy when I'm in Kingston because it's delicious, and it's delicious to taste the nostalgia of those places for me. So they're total institutions for me, and I have a real personal connection. So I will be having brunch the morning after at Chez Piggy.
Awesome. And both were lifelong fans and people new to this genre. What do you hope folks take away from the night?
I mean, I think it's a perfect occasion to get a little dressed up and have an evening out that feels a little different, a little more elevated, you know, get a little culture, support your symphony orchestra, and feel the power of being kind of swept away by all of that incredible musicianship. And as for me, I really feel like my job as the guest singer is also kind of like to host everybody and to make everybody feel cared for. And so even though a lot of what I'm singing is in French, I contextualize all the songs and tell little stories about what I've learned about them. And I do that in English. So I don't think anyone should feel intimidated if they don't speak French. I will be kind of like a tour guide, in a sense, walking folks through the repertoire and hopefully just entertaining you. I mean, really, that's my goal, is to entertain and inspire and to have people leave feeling a little lighter than when they arrived.
That was Jill Barber performing with the Kingston Symphony this Saturday, April 11th at 7:30 p.m. at the Kingston Grand Theater. For tickets and more information, you can visit the Kingston Symphony website or call the Grand Theater box office at 613-530-2050. For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie.